Good morning. Today's reading is taken from The World of Null A by A.E. Van Vogt, beginning at Chapter 1. The occupants of each floor of the hotel must, as usual during the games, form their own protective groups. Gossain stared somberly out of the curving corner window of his hotel room. From its 30-story vantage point, he could see the city of the machine spread out below him. The day was bright and clear, and the span of his vision was tremendous. To his left, he could see a blue-black river sparkling with the waves whipped up by the late afternoon breeze. To the north, the low mountains stood out sharply against the high backdrop of the blue sky. That was the visible periphery. Within the confines of the mountain and the river, the buildings that he could see crowded along the broad streets. Mostly, they were homes with bright roofs that glinted among palms and semi-tropical trees. But here and there were other hotels and more tall buildings not identifiable at first glance. The machine itself stood on the levelled crest of a mountain. It was a scintillating, silvery shaft rearing up into the sky nearly 5 miles away. Its gardens and the presidential mansion nearby were partially concealed behind trees. But Gossain felt no interest in the setting. The machine itself overshadowed every other object in his field of vision. The sight of it was immensely bracing. In spite of himself, in spite of his dark mood, Gossain experienced a sense of wonder. Here he was, at long last, to participate in the games of the machine. The games which meant wealth and position for those who were partially successful, and the trip to Venus for the special group that won top honours. For years he had wanted to come, but it had taken her death to make it possible. Everything, Gossain thought bleakly, had its price. In all his dreams of this day, he had never suspected that she would not be there beside him, competing herself for the great prizes. In those days, when they had planned and studied together, it was power and position that had shaped their hopes. Going to Venus, neither Patricia nor he had been able to imagine, nor had they considered it. Now, for him alone, the power and wealth meant nothing. It was the remoteness, the unthinkableness, the mystery of Venus with its promise of forgetfulness that attracted. He felt himself aloof from the materialism of Earth. In a completely unreligious sense, he longed for spiritual surcease. A knock on the door ended the thought. He opened it and looked at the boy who stood there. The boy said, "I've been sent, sir, to tell you that all the rest of the guests on the floor are in the sitting room." Gossain felt blank. "So what?" he asked. "They're discussing the protection of the people on this floor, sir, during the games." "Oh," said Gossain. He was shocked that he had forgotten. The earlier announcement coming over the hotel communicators about such protection had intrigued him. But it had been hard to believe that the world's greatest city would be entirely without police or court protection during the period of the games. In outlying cities, in all other towns, villages and communities, the continuity of law went on. Here, in the city of the machine, for a month there would be no law except the negative defensive law of the groups. "They asked me to tell you," the boy said, "that those who don't come are not protected in any way during the period of the games." "I'll be right there," smiled Gossain. "Tell them I'm a newcomer and forgot, and thank you." He handed the boy a quarter and waved him off. He closed the door, fastened the 3 plasto windows, and put a tracer on his video phone. Then, carefully locking the door behind him, he went out along the hall. As he entered the sitting room, he noticed a man from his own town, a store proprietor named Nordegg, standing near the door. Gossain nodded and smiled a greeting. The man glanced at him curiously, but did not return either the smile or the nod. Briefly, that seemed odd. The unusualness of it faded from Gossain's mind as he saw that others of the large group present were looking at him. Bright, friendly eyes, curious, friendly faces, with just a hint of calculation in them. That was the impression Gossain had. He suppressed a smile. Here ends the reading. Have a very good day.